请大家一起翻开圣经马太福音，我们来读一节神的话。
Shall we together open our Bible to the Gospel according to Matthew? Let's read a few portions of God's Word, please.
马太福音第二十四章。
Matthew 24.
第三节到第四节。
Verse 3-4.
马太福音第二十四章第三节。
Matthew 24, verse 3.
耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗地来说，请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？
Now as he, as Jesus, as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be?And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no one deceives you.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
那日子，那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道。子也不知道，子就是耶稣，唯独父知道，父就是我们常说的神。
Verse 36, But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, that is Jesus, but my Father only, Father is our God.
昨天就是5月21号。
Yesterday was May 21st.
我们都知道美国有个很有影响的基督教团体宣称昨天是世界的末日。
We all know of this very influential Christian organization that claimed yesterday as the end of the world.
尽管圣经清清楚楚地告诉我们，那日子那时辰没有人知道。
Even though the Bible declares so clearly that nobody knows the time and season of that day.
今天我想我们大家都彼此看见，我们都来了，就说明这是一个假冒的谎言，假冒的预言。
So today, as we're here and we have seen one another, we know that this is a deceptive lie.
不过，我想问问大家，你们是不是真有感觉，世界的末日真的快到了
？But I want to ask you all, do you really feel that the end of the world is coming?
或者你根本就不信这个。
Or you don't believe it whatsoever.
你觉得这不过只是宗教和迷信而已。
You probably think this is just religion, superstition.
宗教迷信是精神鸦片。
Now the religious superstition is the psychological opium.
都是因为人对这个客观的世界的无知的缘故。
It's all because of the ignorance ofOn the part of people to this objective world.
我们都知道，从大陆来的都知道这句话是马克思说的。
And those who came from China know that this is a Marxist statement.
那个时候在大陆，马克思的话就是真理。
In those days, Marx's words were the truth.
反对他就是反革命。
Whoever was against him was against revolution.
大家知道吗？马克思也给我们一个世界未来的预言。
And Marx himself also gave a prophecy about the future world.
他说将来有一天。
And he said one day.
随着人类对这个物质世界认识的提高。
Through the increasing knowledge of the understanding of this objective world.
宗教迷信将销声匿迹。
All the religion and superstition will simply vanquish.
人类将征服大自然，甚至征服宇宙。
Man will overcome this universe, the whole nature.
而人自己的一切需要都可以满足，无论有多贪婪，都因着你的需要满足了，所以社会就不会再有罪了。
All the material needs you might have, no matter how greedy you could be, and will be all satisfied because everything in this material world will supply it.
这就是所谓的共产主义社会，号称是人类最崇高的理想。
and this is called the highest man's ideal in the society of communism.
我们曾经对这个也坚信不疑，对不对？
And we once all believed so heartedly in this, right?
我们今天的我们越来越发现。
However, today, more and more, we realize
物质生活的繁荣
that the abundance from this material world
带来的是自然地球自然资源的枯竭。
What it brings is simply the depletion of this natural world.
在越来越频繁的这个自然灾难的面前。
And before this, more and more that happened before this natural disasters.
我们发觉到现在的人类文明不堪一击。
We feel that today's modern world civilization doesn't have a chance to stand.
所以共产主义实际上也是同样虚无的东西。
So we know that communism is really something that's vanity.
今天越来越多的人
so more and more people
对未来充满了可以说是前所未有的焦虑和悲观
they have this pessimism and they have this kind of anxiety that's unprecedented
我们公司的 CEO 告诉我们从此以后你们不要想再做、啊、business 就生意像原来那样了
my company CEO told us that don't you ever think the business would be as usual as before
这就是为什么、啊、这个我们这个时候的人为什么对世界末日这么 去着迷
That is that why men are so fascinated with the end of the world
好莱坞电影灾难大片2010年大家看过吗2012年
2012 that Hollywood epic disaster film have you ever seen it
我昨天晚上第一次看
Last night was my first time to watch it
所以我想要保证我今天讲的不是错的。
Because I want to make sure what I share today is accurate.
根据导演，根据玛雅人的常历法。
Now, according to the Mayans, the Lunar calendar.
推测说2012年就是明年12月21号是世界的末日。
December 21st, next year 2012 is the end of the world.
在电影里呢。
And in this movie.
大灾难好像当然很复杂的大灾难好像是从美国的黄石公园开始的
This is such a complicated disaster since it starts from the Yellowstone Park here in the States
大家知道吗黄石公园是世界上最大的最大是坐落在世界上最大的火山上的
Do you know Yellowstone Park actually is sitting on the greatest volcano in the whole world
所以黄石公园还有全世界各个地方的火山爆发地震并发就当那个末日的情形。
So in that movie, on that in that end day, that all the volcanoes in Yellowstone Park, and as well as all the other volcanoes in the world, they all erupted.
这个简直是山崩地裂。
So you can see the mountains crumbled and the ground simply split.
啊，那个所引起的那个海啸，几乎连喜马拉雅山，之前最哈那个珠穆朗玛峰都要淹上。
And the tsunami shot up so high, even all the Himalayan mountain is submerged in water.
就是它要淹到那个 Mountain Everest.
Almost, the Everest mountain is almost drowned also.
大家知道吗？这部2009年的电影。
Now this movie was made in 2009.
当时在世界上引起了极大，全球引起了极大的轰动。
That caused a worldwide phenomena is a sensational hit.
到处充满了末日的恐惧。
So all the places filled with the terror about the end day.
以至于美国的那个宇航航天局都一再而再而三的辟谣说。
Even NASA has to dispel the rumors time and again.
这个电影的情节是虚构的。
And saying that this is a pure fabrication, a movie plot.
但事情非常巧合。
But then it's quite a coincidence.
实际上在今年的年初。
At the very beginning of this year.
就有科学报道说。
And we could read scientific reports.
黄石公园的火山现在正在以惊人的速度，每年大概是 7.6 厘米这么高的，从2004年就开始了，再开始往上 真的。
The volcano in Yellowstone is actually increasing at amazing speed, about 7.6 centimeters every year.
所以现在科学家就想要来模拟，如果黄石公园火山万一爆发了是怎么样一个情形。
The scientists try to do the simulation. What's going to happen if the Yellowstone volcano does erupt?
结果发现。
And they found.
美国这么大一个国家。
United States, such a big country.
竟然有三分之二的地址不在人居住。
Two-thirds of the old America's territory will no longer be habited.
这计算机模拟的哈。
This is a computer simulation.
然后火山灰高到十公里那么高。
And the volcano eruption would reach to 10 meters high.
全球的温度降低十到十五度。
And whole worldwide temperature will be lower 10 to 15 degrees Celsius.
绝大部分动物和植物都要死亡。
Most of the plants and the animals would die.
最近英国大学英国剑桥大学的教授被号称是世界最著名活着的最著名的科学家霍金。
Now this scientist from the Cambridge University in England, Mr. Hawking, the most famous scientist living.
他宣称说在200年之内地球会毁灭。
He claims that within 200 years the Earth will be destroyed.
当然不知道他根据是什么。
Of course we don't know what his basis is.
那么世界末日的说法呢？
Now all the things about the end of the world
主要是在西方国家
are basically originated from the Western countries.
当然不光是受科学幻想好莱坞的影响。
Of course, they're not only affected by Hollywood's scientific fiction.
更主要的是受圣经的影响。
But most importantly, they are affected by the Bible.
那么圣经究竟是怎么样讲到世界末日的？
Then what does the Bible speak of this end world?
世界末日之前会发生什么？之中要发生什么？之后又怎么样呢？
What's going to happen before, in the midst, and after the end of the world?
可以告诉大家。
Now I could tell you this.
根据圣经，地球是不会爆炸的。
According to the Bible, the Earth will not explode.
所以我们的英文翻译啊，它不是说这个世界末日是指 the end of the age， 是这个时代结束。
That's why the Bible's saying about the end of the world is the end of the age.
当然，人类也绝不会像恐龙那样一下就没了。
And humans will not be like dinosaurs, disappeared right at one moment.
简单的说来
，So simply put，
圣经讲的世界末日
，The end of the age depicted in the Bible，
乃至讲到耶稣基督的第二次再来。
Speaks of the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣什么时候来呢？
Then when will Jesus come?
没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
但是
But,
耶稣让我们要看征兆。
Jesus wants us to watch for signs.
刚才我们念的这几节的圣经
The passages we just read
是取自于耶稣和他的门徒一段关于世界末日的对话。
Are from the exchange between Jesus and his disciples about the end of the age.
在其中，他讲到世界末日之前会发生战争、饥荒、灾难，还有牧这个福音要传遍全世界。
War, famine, pestilence, and the preaching of the gospel to the end of the world are all mentioned here.
在其中
，and among all this.
他讲到两个特别主要的征兆
Jesus speaks of two major signs
就是在世界末日来临的前夕将要发生的事
Those signs will appear at the eve of the end of the age
我们来看一些圣经
Now shall we read one verse here?
也是马太福音第二十四章
It's also from Matthew 24
第十五节
Verse 15
你们看见先知但以理所说的那行毁坏可证的站在圣地读这经的人需要会意
24:15 Therefore when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place whoever reads let him understand
世界末日来临前夕的第一个征兆是那行毁坏可证的 要站在圣地。
At the eve of the destruction of the world, well, the first sign is the one who does abomination or desolation will stand in the Holy Land.
这是行毁毁坏可憎的事实。
Then who is this who does abomination or desolation?
圣经称他为敌基督。
The Bible calls him the Antichrist.
他就是撒旦在地上的代表。
And he is the representative of Satan on earth.
跟随他的还有一位假先知了。
And there is another one who follows him is called a false prophet.
在世界末日的前夕，这位敌基督要站在圣地。
And at the eve of this end of the age, this Antichrist will stand in the holy place.
如果我们仔细读但以理书，就知道这个圣地乃是指以色列，指耶路撒冷。
If you study the book of Daniel closely, you will know this holy place is Jerusalem.
敌基督要站在圣地干什么？
Then what would the Antichrist do standing in the holy place?
圣经说他要挑起一场世界大战。
The Bible said he will whip up a world war.
圣经叫做哈密基多顿。
And in the Bible it's called the War of Armageddon.
是人类历史最大也是最后的战争。
In human history, this is the greatest and also the very last war.
显然今天我们并没有看到这样 有这样一位敌基督站在以色列站在耶路撒冷。
Obviously, today we haven't seen this one standing in Jerusalem, the abomination of desolation.
但是呢，如果我们从中东的局势，我们一定看到啊，从这个世界的局势，我们一定看到现在交战这个战争中交战的双方都正在集结自己的力量。
However, from the world events in Middle East, in the whole world, we could see the two sides are mustering up.Their own forces to be prepared to battle.
战争的一方就是耶稣基督、基督徒和以色列。
One side is Jesus Christ, Christians, and Israel.
两千年来，主耶稣一直在他的教会呼召那些忠心的基督徒。
And throughout the 2,000 years, Jesus continues to call on those who are faithfully following him, the very faithful Christians.
其目的就是要参与这场战争的。
And the purpose of all this is to be engaged in this battle.
以色列在1948年5月14号，就是上个星期的星期六，48年呢，正式复国了。
Now, Israel in 1948, May 14th, that's last week, Israel, this country was restored.
如果以色列不复国的话，那撒旦，那个敌基督没地方站，对不对？
If Israel were not reestablished, then there would be no place for this Antichrist to stand.
战争的另一方是敌基督，还有
the other side of this battle is the Antichrist.
还有所有的伊斯兰国家，你叫回教国家也好，你叫穆斯林也好，都是他们。
And all those Islamic countries in the Arab world.
还有所有的。世界上的政治、军事强权
，as well as all the world's military political powers.
圣经里边有个非常难解的问题啊，关于这场战争。
Regarding this battle, the Bible has this thorny issue. It's hard to explain.
西方国家在这场战争中竟然和伊斯兰国家是站在同一个阵营的。
That is, Western countries would stand alongside with the Islam countries.
如果你说是中国是俄国，那毫无疑问。
If you would say China and Russia would stand together against Christ, that would be easy to understand.
因为今天他们就站在阿拉伯国家的一面。
Because today they are taking the side of the Arab countries already.
怎么样理解呢
？How do you comprehend this?
如果大家最近注意到中东的局势。你就有清楚的答案了。
However, if you pay attention to the current events in Middle East, then you will find the answer.
开始于托利斯的摩尼花革命。
Starting from Tunisia, the Jasmine Revolution.
横扫了中东北非所有的阿拉伯国，几乎很多阿拉伯国家。
This revolution simply swept all the North African, Middle East countries.
像埃及、利比亚、叙利亚、也门等等。
Egypt, Syria, Libya, Yemen.
知道吗？这场革命运动被人称之为千年之变，奥巴马总统称为是阿拉伯的春天。
Obama calls this the revolution Arab Spring, or it's called the millennial change.
没有人知道这场民主革命将来的结局是如何。
And nobody knows the final outcome of this revolution.
这场自发的民主浪潮哈，一开始跟西方国家根本没关系。
And in the very beginning, this self-initiated wave of democracy has nothing to do with the West.
但是，这个示威的民众还有这反对派。他们的口号乃是民主自由。
But to the protest, those who protest and those opposition parties, their slogan is democracy.
所以绝对合乎西方的价值观的。
So this goes so well with the outlook of value in the Western country.
所以后来获得西方国家、法国、美国的军事上、政治上的大力支持。
Therefore, they have received this great support militarily, politically from the Western countries such as America and France.
美国现在负债这么高，奥巴马总统上星期说要砸重金去资助这个革命。
And Obama last week said we will put down millions of dollars to support this battle.
前段时间，美国重量级的参议员叫麦凯恩。
And not long ago, the heavyweight senator John McCain.
跑到利比亚去对着反对派高呼：“你们是我心中的英雄。”
He went to Libya and cried out to those opposition party in Libya, saying, "You're the hero in my heart."
他刚刚忘了前一个星期才报道说，利比亚的反对派中一个首领是基地组织的去利比亚的总头目，后来被打死了。
And he forgot just a week ago that a tribal leader was shot to death.In Libya.
The rival leader 是那个基地组织的利比亚的总负责人，Al-Qaeda, right? 就是 Bin Laden 那个组织。
It's the head of Bin Laden, Al-Qaeda.
而且这位参议员更忘了哈佛大学最著名的政治学理论教授，他叫亨延廷，已经死了，2008年死的。
1928, a very famous political scientist, Huntington, at Yale University,
Harvard
University.
他有个非常著名的论断。
And he had this very famous commentary.
他说在阿拉伯国家的所有的民主运动。
He said among all the democratic movement in Arab countries,
必然导致更加伊斯兰极端化。
It will inevitably lead to the more extreme Islamic society. Actually, this is not something too profound.
在座想想看。
Just think of this.
一人一票的西方的民主。
With this Western democracy, one man, one vote.
在中东的伊斯兰世界里面。
Now, you place this in this Islamic world.
最有动员能力、最有影响能力、最有组织能力的，就是伊斯兰的极端组织。
Now, then, who is the most influential, has the greatest ability to mobilize people? That's this Islamic organization.
历史早就告诉我们这个结论了。
And history has already tested to this result.
伊朗的总统啊，黎巴嫩的真主党，巴勒斯坦的哈马斯，都是靠最民主的西方式的选举出来的极端组织。
All the terrorists in the Middle East, like Assyria or Iran, all the leaders were elected through this Western democratic process.
如果美军今天要撤离阿富汗、撤离伊拉克，你们都想象得到结局是什么
？Now, so today,
因为他用的是民主，对不对
？So today, America withdraw all the armies in Afghan or in Iran. What's going to be the result? Think of this. Iraq. Think of this. This is all these countries are so-called democratic countries.
So Bin Laden 知道这个。
So Bin Laden knew this.
他在被美军击毙前的一个星期的录音带里边这样说。
Therefore, in the video that American troops seized before he died, one week before he died.
他说这是茉莉花革命乃伊斯兰事件的一个历史机遇。
And he said this Jasmine Revelation is the
a monumental moment for all the Islam.
让我们一起起来推翻伊斯兰的这个世俗化的暴君。
Let's rise up together to overthrow these secular tyrants.
因为在这些民主浪潮发生的国家，几乎都是比较亲西方的哈。至少是那个非常世俗化的伊斯兰，它更不是正宗的极端的伊斯兰。
Because all these revelations that are happening now are in a country that are basically close to the West. They are not the orthodox Islam country.
我可以告诉大家，本拉登和奥巴马总统的观点在这方面是一致的，都要支持这个运动。
And I could tell you this.The thoughts of Bin Laden and Obama, they are in sync. They all support this kind of revolution.
唯有以色列很担心。
The only one who worries so much is Israel.
以色列一再告诉西方国家，这场民主的运动将要给基斯兰极端组织提供新的土壤，知道吗？告诉美国。
And Israel repeatedly tells America that this revolution will provide this new toil for all this extremist Islamists.
还有一个更让人触目惊心的趋势。
And one thing that's even more mind-boggling is
现在的欧洲国家正在伊斯兰化。
That all the European countries are being Islamized.
我这儿有一些统计数据啊，不是我自己。
I have some statistics here.
从1990年来，欧洲人口的增长中，90%的是穆斯林。
Ever since 1990, among all those population increase, 90% of them is Muslim.
美国法国现在平均家庭中只有 1.8 个孩子，不到两个， 1.8 个。
In France, the average child there per family is 1.8 children.
但法国的穆斯林家庭是倒过来，是 8.1 个孩子。
But the Muslim families is on the contrary reverse the number. It's per family you have 8.1 children.
在荷兰。50%以上的新生儿是穆斯林。
In Holland, more than 50% of the new births are Muslims.
在比利时，现在穆斯林人口是25%，但是现在所说新的新生儿一半以上是穆斯林。
In Belgium, 25% of the population is they are Muslims, but half of the newborn babies are Muslims also.
德国政府的新闻公开这样说。2050年之前，德国是一个穆斯林国家。
And German's news reports that before 2050, German is going to be turned into an Islamic country.
英国伊斯兰组织现在公开宣称说，将来有一天他们要用选票，在英国唐宁街10号，就是英国首相府，挂起伊斯兰的旗帜。
In England, the Islamic organization has let the word out that.Eventually, one day, through this voting, that we will hang the Islamic flag at 10 Downing Street.
上个星期，奥巴马总统要求以色列接受1967年的边界。
And that's what Obama asked Israel to accept the agreement of the border that's set in 1967.
大家知道。这个1967年边界是什么意思吗
？Do you understand what does it mean with this agreement of the border set in 1967?
奥巴马要求巴勒斯坦和以色列共享以色列作为首都。
The agreement is saying that Palestine and Israel shall share Jerusalem as the same capital for two countries.
马上，欧盟和联合国强力的支持奥巴马的发言。
And right away, Europe and the United Nations strongly support Obama's statement.
只有以色列总统内塔尼亚胡 （Benjamin Netanyahu） 他说 “No”。
Only the Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said no.
如果我们看到这些事情，难道我们还会怀疑将来有一天西方国家不会站在伊斯兰国家的一边吗
？Now seeing all the things happening, Do you ever doubt that there will be that day when all the Western countries will side with Islamic countries?
这是第一个征兆。
So this is the first sign.
那么第二个征兆。
Now the second sign is.
最近啊，我常常去上班的路上，我会打开啊纽约 NPR， 就是纽约公共电视台的正点新闻。
On my way to go late to work lately, I would turn on NPR, their news report.
总会听到两个头条新闻。
I always hear these two biggest hits of the news front line.
一个就是中东的局势。
That is the events in Middle East.
第二个就是灾难。
The second would be disasters.
我们来看一句圣经。
Now let's read one verse here.
二十。我们一直都在马太福音里边哈，马太福音二十四章第二十一节。
We will be studying Matthew 24 all this during this sharing. And now let's read verse 21.
因为那时必有大灾难，从世界的起头直到如今没有这样的灾难，后来也没有。这是耶稣说的话。
Now here Jesus says, for there will be great tribulation such as has not been.Since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be.
第二个征兆
The second sign
就是前所未有的大灾难
is this unprecedented disaster.
3月11号东日本的大地震让我们再次亲眼目睹亲眼见识了什么叫做前所未有
Now, March 21st in East Japan, we actually witnessed what is called unprecedented.
日本是世界上最先进的预防地震的国家。
Japan is a country who has the most advanced technology to prevent from earthquake.
它预报地震的系统是最完善的。
And his forecast system is the most comprehensive one.
建筑也是最防震的。
All its buildings are most earthquake resistant.
国民啊，对这个防地震的预防的心理素质也是最高的。
And psychologically, all the people in Japan have the best method to warn against it.
但是这场东日本的大地震
，However, this East Japan's earthquake
引发了海啸，引发了核灾难
，resulted in the tsunami and also nuclear
前所未有
damage. And this is something that has never happened before.
三合一，防不胜防，简直救灾都不知道该怎么办。
And three disasters came down into one. It's just too much. You simply don't know how to prevent it.
可以说全世界都惊呆了。
So all the world is struck dumb.
大家知道吗？东日本的大地震只是冰山一角。
But do you know that this earthquake in East Japan is just one tip of the iceberg?
根据美国地质勘探局的通报。
According to the Geological Survey report.
从去年2010年到现在这段时间
，From last year 2010 until today，
是历史上地震最频繁的时期。
It's a period where the earthquake on Earth appear most frequently。
共测出大小规模的地震15000次，不到一年多一点的时间。
Within one year, they found there are 15,000 earthquakes, large or small.
其中去年一月份海地大地震30万人死亡大家记不记得
Haiti's last year in January Haiti's earthquake 300,000 people died Do you remember it?
然后二月份紧接下来的二月份是智利大地震是地震史上第六强的大地震
In February Chile they had this great earthquake and is scaled as the sixth most powerful one
那么今年呢
And what about this year?
二月份是什么大地震？大家记得。
In February, there was an earthquake. Do you know?
新西兰大地震。
New Zealand earthquake.
三月份就是东日本大地震。
March, then we have this.
这两场地震都
in East Japan.
这两场地震都是这两个国家有史以来最严重的灾难。
And among these two earthquakes, they are all ranked the most disaster worst earthquake ever in their history.
因耶鲁大学。一个著名的地质学家 Jeffrey Park,
a very famous geologist at Yale University.
他是一个什么生物圈的研究所所长。
he is the head of some biological institution.
那么他最近说
And lately he said
在十年之内将会有更可怕更大型的更可怕更大的利冲区地震发生。
He said, within 10 years, there would appear some more terrifying, greater megastress earthquake.
只是没有人知道是什么。
But nobody knows about it.
这个大型脉冲区地震是什么意思呢？
What is this megastress earthquake?
就是给地球整个地面的板块之间啊，相接的地方突然产生错位。世界上所有八级、九级以上的大地震都是这种地震。
That means the place of the earth all of a sudden are misplaced, and this results in all the great earthquake rank 0.9 or 8 in terms of the scale.
只是没有人知道什么时间。
And but nobody knows when this will happen.
四月二十七号。
April 27.
就今年四月二十七号。
Of this year.
美国阿拉巴马州 Tuscaloosa 市啊，那个地方我去过好多次。
At Tuscaloosa in America, in Alabama State,
发生历史上最强的、最强级别的龙卷风 EF5 EF6 级。
The greatest tornado in history, ranked EF5, happened there.
其实有最先进的 Doppler 雷达和气象卫星很准确的预测，在提前24分钟告诉人这个龙卷风要过来了。
Even though the most advanced Doppler radio system and all the satellite meteorological forecast 24 minutes ahead of this，
但是仍然有350人死亡。
But still 350 people died。
这是最先进的美国呀。
And this happened in America, the most advanced country.
仅次于历史上1970年的那个死亡人数。
The casualty is so bad, it's just that a little bit less than the disaster that struck America in 1970s.
如果没有这些预报的话，很难想象死亡人数有多高。
But you could imagine without all this forecast, the casualty would be shooting even higher.
美国海洋大气局发布消息说
This National Oceanic and Atmospherical Administration once said this, sent out this news.
今年四月份美国南部共发生了362场龙卷风362场
In South states that tornadoes happened 360 times.
前所未有的
Unprecedented.
更令人吃惊的是
What's amazing is
4月27号到28号的24个小时之内竟然发生了312场龙卷风
Within April 27 and 28 within 24 hours and there are 312 tornadoes happened
气象学家说这是绝无仅有的事情
Meteorologists are unprecedented
虽然我们今天还不敢断言我们正处在耶稣所说的前所未有的大灾难之中
Although we cannot say so arbitrarily that today we are in that stage of disaster that has never been before
但是这些正在发生的灾难乃是一个又一个的警告
However, all these disasters that are happening serve as warnings One,By one.
大家想过没有？为什么耶稣要告诉门徒，告诉今天的我们，在大灾在世界末日之前有两个征兆
？Have you ever thought why did Jesus told us that before the end of the age there will be two signs for all these disasters?
他来自要警告我们这些在末世的人。
He wants to warn all of us who are in this end time.
趁现在还有机会，赶快抓住。
While you still have this opportunity, grip it.
千万不要等到世界。
Do not wait until the end of the world.
耶稣在讲到这个前所未有的大灾难。
And when Jesus speaks of this unprecedented disaster,
他说在世界以前没有，将来也必不会有的。
It says this has never happened before the world, nor ever shall be.
他是说到这种灾难性质非常特别。
Jesus is speaking of the uniqueness of the essence of these disasters.
这种灾难性是非常特别，但不是最大的。
Although their essence is so unique, but they are not the greatest of disasters.
因为紧随这些灾难以后的，将有更大、更可怕的事情发生。
What comes after these disasters will be something even greater, worse, terrifying than what happened.
就是世界末日来临。
That is when the end of the world comes.
我们再接着往下看。
Now, shall we continue to read a few more verses?
29节。
Verse 29.
那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天势都要震动。
Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, the powers of heavens will be shaken.
那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们看见人，要看见人子，人子就是耶稣哈。他们要看见人子有大能、有能力、有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临。
Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man, that's Jesus, coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
他要差遣使者，用号筒的大声，将他的选民从四方，从天这边到天那边，都召聚了来。
And he will send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet. They will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
末日一旦来到，
When the end of the age comes,
人子耶稣基督要第二次降临这个降临。
The Son of God, Jesus Christ, will come the second time.
地上的万族都要哀哭。
All the tribes on earth will mourn.
为什么哀哭？
Why?
为什么哀哭？
Why do they mourn?
因为到那个时候，
Because at that time,
人才突然意识到，圣经里边讲的世界的末日竟然是真实的。
All of a sudden, men on earth will realize that whatever is spoken in the Bible about the end of the age is true.
但是一切为时已晚。
However, it is already too late.
圣经讲到灾难，世界末日总共有七年的时间。
The Bible speaks of the end of the world that consists of 7 years.
有几件大的事情要发生。
So many important events would happen.
基督徒首先要从四面八方被被提，就是今天、昨天世界末日被 rapture 被提，在云中与我们的耶稣，与我们的救主耶稣相见。
First, all the Christians all over the corners of the world will be raptured, just like what said yesterday, and they will be caught up together and meet with their Lord in the air.
然后在地上
，on the earth，
再也不会有神的救恩，也绝对不会再有神的祝福，不像昨天的阳光雨落，也不像今天的下雨。
There will be no longer God's salvation nor His blessings. There will be no sunshine like yesterday nor today's raining.
取而代之的是神结局的千年的愤怒。
What replaces it is the fierce wrath stored up in God for thousands of years.
因为人的罪恶滔天啊。
Because man's sin is so blatant, it has even reach unto heaven.
神要把这个大怒倾倒在天上、地上和人的身上。
This great fierceness of God's wrath will be poured upon the earth, upon man.
所以刚才这些圣经说，天日头要变黑了，月亮不放光，众星都要坠落，天势都要震动。
Therefore, the verse says, the sun will be dark and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, even the power of heaven will be shaken.
这是在天上。
And this is what happens in heaven.
那么地上呢？
What about on earth?
三分之一的动物植物都要死亡。
One third of the animals and plants will die.
在海里呢？
In the ocean.
先是四分之一，然后呢，全部海里的所有的活物都要全部死。
First, one fourth of the creatures in the ocean would die, and then later, all of them would die.
我们人很喜欢大海，但是大海所受的惩罚更大。
We all like ocean, like seas, but the judgment on the sea is even greater.
那个时候的海是名副其实的死海。
And just like that sea, the name said that sea on those days is simply called dead.
那么我们人呢?
What about us, me, a man?
先是四分之一,然后是先是四分之一,然后是三分之一的死亡。
First, one-fourth of the population would die. Next, one-third of the remaining population would die.
然后是三分之一。
One-third of the population, remaining population would die.
那剩下活着的人呢?
What about those who are alive?
圣经这样讲。
And the Bible says so.
他们要被虫咬，要被日头烤，日头烤着。
They will be bitten by worms, and they will be exposed to the scratching some life.
他们是痛不欲生，想死。圣经说，他想死都不得死。
With such excruciating pain, even though they want to die, they could not.
巨大的痛苦给这些活着的人啊，对神。就产生一种无比的愤怒。
And to those who are still alive, then they came up with this great agony and anger, and they blaspheme God.
然后他们要亵渎神。
They still fight against God.
然后他们就死心塌地的要跟随这位假先知，要参与这个哈米奇多顿大战，要去攻打以色列。
But still staunchly with whole heart that they would join this Antichrist to be engaged in this battle of Armageddon.
就在最危难的时最危机的时候我们的主耶稣要从云中降到以色列的山上。
However, at this most critical urgent time, our Lord Jesus will descend from heaven and he will show himself on a mountain in Israel.
那么哈米奇多顿大战正式爆发。
And this officially brings out this great war of Armageddon.
圣经告诉我们，战争的起开始点是在今天美有以色列北部的米基多平原。
And the Bible tells us that the beginning of the battle starts at the plain of Megiddo toward the north of Israel.
当时据说拿破仑啊去考察过这个战场，他说。拿破仑打了很多仗，他说这个地方是世界上最理想的战场。
And Napoleon, after he had gone through so many battles, once actually surveyed the place and saying, "This is the most ideal battleground."
圣经告诉我们，大战最终的结局乃是敌基督和他的跟随他的假先知要被活活的扔到地狱里去，他们是第一批下地狱的。
And the Bible teaches that Antichrist and the false prophet who follows him will be the first group to be thrown into the lake of fire and hell. And all the participants of the battle will be devoured by the birds of the air.
圣经这本书啊，圣经最后一本书大家都知道吗？叫启示录。
Do you know the very last book of the Bible called Revelation?
有百分之六十的篇幅
60% of the whole content
大概是从第六章开始一直到第十九章都是在讲到这段时间末日这段时间要发生的可怕的事
Approximately from chapter 6 to 19 speak of all of the dreadful horrifying events
在中国的文化里面
In Chinese culture
没有世界末日的说法。
There is no such a thing of the end of the age.
对此，同济大学文化研究所一位研究员这样说。
And in Tongji University, there is a graduate student there, a fellow graduate, a fellow researcher said so.
我不相信世界末日。
I do not believe in the end of the age.
如果真的有的话。谁能告诉我世界末日以后？世界末日以后是什么
？If there is such a thing, who can tell me what's going to happen after this end of the age?
世界末日之后是什么
？What is that that comes after the end of the age?
中国文化里当然没有答案。
Of course, in our Chinese culture, there is no answer to this.
圣经告诉我。
However, the Bible teaches this.
世界末日之后
，after the end of the age.
是天国，是天堂，是永生。
As the heavenly kingdom is heaven and its everlasting life.
是神永远的祝福，永远的爱，永远的同在。
As God's everlasting blessing and everlasting presence.
世界末日之后还有什么？
And after the end of the age, what else do we have?
地狱。
Hell.
永远的痛苦，永远的审判。
Everlasting anguish, everlasting judgment.
中间是鸿沟。
And there is a great gulf season in between.
没有人可以跨越这个鸿沟，也没有绝对没有轮回这样的事情。
There is no one that could cross over this great gulf, nor is such a thing called incarnation.
这两者之间天差地别。
And you could see there is such a difference. It's just as different as the heaven is from the earth.
这鸿沟是什么？知道吗？代表什么？
Do you know what this great gulf represents?
神公义的审判。
It represents God's righteous judgment.
我们的神，宇宙的创造者、主宰者。
Our God, the creator of the universe, of the heaven and earth, the ruler.
他当初创造人的时候，是要把人放在天堂这边，给人永远的祝福。
When he created man, he wanted to place man in heaven to give them everlasting blessings.
可惜，第一对始祖亚当夏娃吃了分别善恶树上的果子。
The first couple of the fathers, Adam and Eve, they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
大家要记住，他们并不是偷吃的。
You have to remember this. They did not eat the fruit secretly.
他们是公开吃的。
Instead, publicly, they ate of the fruit.
只是因为吃了，突然发觉到自己赤身裸体。不好意思见神才藏起来。
It's after they ate, all of a sudden they realized they were naked, they were embarrassed, so they hid themselves from God.
这件事情在我们人的眼里边根本不是什么了不起的事，对不对？
So, but in our point of view, this is no big deal.
其实应该是件好事才对。
Actually, shouldn't it be a good thing?
现在你可以分辨善恶了，那你就知道什么是对的，什么是错的，知道自己赤身露体啊。
Now you can discern good and evil, so you would know what is right, what is wrong.
但是人常常忘了这件事情的背后。
But people often forget this behind all this event.
乃是人选择要信撒旦，不信神。
Is that man has chosen to believe in Satan instead of God?
就是因为这个信撒旦。
And just because this is believing in Satan.
成了人后来一切罪恶的根源。
It has become all kinds of evil's origin.
自从亚当以来
，Ever since Adam，
在这个地球上有多少的人来了又走了
？So many people have come and gone again on the earth.
神的结论都是一个。
And God's conclusion is just the same.
没有义人。
No righteous.
连一个都没有。
Not even one.
都犯了罪。
They have all committed sins.
亏去了神的荣耀。
They have all come short of the glory of God.
神对人的罪恶的愤怒。
The wrath from God toward man's sins.
到了末日的时候要达到顶点。
Will reach the climax in the end time.
他要做两件事情。
And two things he will do.
第一件事情在末日期间。
First,During the days of the very end of the age,
他要把他所有的愤怒，要把他的愤怒倾倒在活着的人身上。
He will pour out all the fierceness of his wrath upon those who are still alive.
第二件事情是在末日之后。
The second thing is after the end of the age.
他要把所有的人，包括那些死了的人，都要从坟墓里边出来。
He will tell all the dead men who are in the grave, including those who are in the grave, to come out.
通通活活的扔在地狱里去。
And they will be thrown into hell alive.
圣经说这是神公义的审判。
And the Bible claims this is God's righteous judgment.
既然是公义的审判，就有标准。
Since if it is a righteous judgment, then there has to be a criteria.
标准是什么？
Now what is that?
标准是神的圣洁。
That is God's holiness.
你也可以说是神的律法。
Or you could say it is God's law.
因为神的律法乃是显明神的圣洁的。
Because God's law simply manifests God's the holiness.
神的律法远远超过今天世界上任何人间的法律、人间的道德良心。
God's law far exceeds human moral or human conscience or human laws.
大家记不记得曾经惊动纽约 华人社会的中国留学生姚宇的案件。
Do you remember there is an incident that shocked the Chinese community, Yao Yu? He is a student came from China to study abroad here in the States.
去年五月份
Last year in May,
中国从大陆来的留学生姚宇，她是个女孩子。
And this is a girl who came from China to study here in the States.
在纽约法拉盛的大街上走着。
As she was walking in the street of Flushing,
被一个墨西哥的非法移民抓住，要把他往那个巷子里边拖去强奸。
And a Mexican illegal immigrant grabbed her, trying to pull her into the valley to rape her.
当然，他要反抗，所以这个暴徒用那个铁棍猛打他50下，那个头骨都打碎了。
Of course, she resisted, and this person simply hit her more than 50 times with this iron rod, and even cracked her skull.
然后把她拉到那个拖到停车场去强奸她。
And in the end, she was pulled to the parking lot and raped and died.
后来警察把那个街道上那个录像取出来看，竟然当时有几个华人站在旁边看见，赶快躲起来。
And when police called out the surveillance video, there were several Chinese standing there. When they saw this, they simply ran for their life to hide.
今年4月27号就是总点风那天。
April 17th, on the day of a tornado.
皇后区高等法院宣判这个人。
The high court at Flushing made such a sentence.
因为这个凶手在最证那个这么多证据面前，他主动向检察官承认自己的罪。
Because this murderer, among all the prosecutors, he simply committed his crime.
所以检察官把他从一级谋杀降到二级谋杀。
So the prosecutor simply lowered the grade of murder from rank 1 to second degree.
所以他只被判了22年。
So he was sentenced to 22 years.
很多人无比的愤慨，觉得这太不公平了。
Some people just felt it is so unfair. They were extremely angry.
连那个判刑的法官都说，
Even the judge said,
要是法律允许的话，我会判他死刑的。
If the law ever permits that, I would sentence him to die.
这就是人的法律。
And this is human law.
神的律法绝不是这样的。
But God's law is not so.
神说，没有一个人没有犯罪。
God says none has not sinned.
如果你不承认的话，我换个方式来说。
If you do not admit this, I can say this from another way.
没有一个人像神那样圣洁，你怎么承认？
Do you admit that none would be as holy as God?
如果没有像神那样圣洁，我想没有一个人敢说自己跟神一样圣洁，那么你就是罪人。
If nobody is as holy as God, I would suppose nobody would dare to claim so, then I can say you're a sinner.
那么根据神的圣洁的律法，你就必须要下地狱。
According to God's holy law, you have to go to hell.
但是神爱世人。
However, God loves the world.
他实在不愿意人落到这样的下场。
He doesn't want man to fall into such a condition.
所以神的儿子耶稣基督2000年前。
Therefore, God's Son Jesus Christ, 2,000 years ago,
道成肉身来到地上。
Came to the world, and the word became flesh.
他要代替人接受神公义的审判。
He simply stood in man's place, and he suffered this righteous judgment on the part of God. He was crucified on the cross.
3天以后他复活。
And 3 days later, he was resurrected.
这是件非常大的事情。
This is a tremendously great matter.
因为他复活了，就在这个鸿沟之间开辟了一条通往永生的道路。
And because he has been raised from to life, that he is able to make a new way through this season.
我们都知道这个鸿沟是神公义的审判，是根据神的圣洁和神的律法。
We know that this great gulf is God's righteous judgment according to God's holiness and His righteousness.
但圣经说这条道路很特别，是在神律法之外的。
But the Bible says that this is such a unique way that's apart from the law.
啊，我巴不得以后有机会能够详细的这点跟大家分享。圣经里边讲的非常好，为什么这条路也代表神的公义？
I wish I could share with you more on this point because the Bible says it so well, and this way actually represents God's righteousness.
但今天我要告诉大家的是
，But today what I want to tell you is,
人唯一要做的
，the only thing man has to do,
就是你自己要走过去
，is you yourself have to across it.
因为这是唯一的道路，没有别的道路。
Because this is the only way, there is none other.
什么叫做你走过去？
What does it mean to walk across it?
就是你要相信。
That is, you have to believe.
你要相信耶稣基督为你的罪而死。
Believe that Jesus Christ has died for your sins.
你要接受耶稣基督为你的救主。
Accepted him as your savior.
你问我怎么样叫做信啊？
And then you will ask me, what does it mean to believe?
再简单不过了。
It couldn't be more simpler.
圣经说
that the Bible says,
就在你的心里，就在你的口里。
This is right in your heart, in your mouth.
只要你心里相信
as long as you believe in your heart,
你的口里承认
and you confess with your mouth,
就够了。
And that's enough.
所以在这儿我要问在座各位福音朋友。
Therefore, I would like to ask the gospel friends who are sitting here.
如果你现在还没有接受主耶稣为你的罪而死。
If now you haven't received Jesus Christ who died for your sins.
你能不能现在想一想？
Could you please now think of this?
你愿意接受耶稣为你的救主？
Are you willing to receive Jesus Christ as your savior?
愿意吗？
Are you willing?
如果你现在心里告诉你说你愿意的话，
If your heart tells you you're willing,
那你还有一件事情要做。
You still have one more thing to do.
就是要口里承认。
That is, you have to confess with your mouth.
口里承认是什么意思？
So what does this mean to confess with your mouth?
就是你要在人的面前承认你愿意接受耶稣为你的救主。
That is to confess before man that you're willing to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
为什么要这样？
Then why does you have to do so?
因为耶稣说，你要不在人的面前认我，我也不认。
Because Jesus said, if you do not confess me before man, nor will I confess you.
心里要相信，口里还要承认。
Not only would you believe in your heart, but also you have to confess with your mouth.
所以最后一点时间，我想邀请各位福音朋友。
So at the last period of sharing, I would like to invite all the gospel friends.
如果你现在心里告诉你说你真的愿意相信的话，
if right now your heart tells you you really believe him,
我邀请你举手。
I would invite you to raise your hand.
你举手就是口里承认。
Because when you raise your hand, it's a confession of your mouth.
当然我知道这是件很难为情的事，对不对？
Of course, I understand this might be quite embarrassing.
我想很多基督徒都有这样的经历。
Many Christians have had this kind of experience.
所以为了使你做得容易一点，如果你心里真的愿意相信，
In order to make the things easier for you, if you do believe in your heart.
我当时在问你的时候，
When I ask you,
我邀请所有的基督徒也跟你一起举手。
I will ask all the Christians to raise hands together with you.
这样的话你就会容易一点，对不对？
Then it would be much easier on your part, right?
所以我现在就问了。
So now I'm going to ask.
我们愿意接受耶稣基督，我们愿意承认耶稣基督为我们的罪而死吗？有多少人愿意？基督徒也可以举手。
How many of us are willing to confess that Jesus Christ has died for our sins?
对啊，请放下。我还想告诉大家，是不是还有人没举手？要再等一会儿。
I know some of you haven't raised your hand, so I just want to wait a little bit.
当然，你一定要先真心相信，否则是白举手的。
But first, you have to believe wholeheartedly. Otherwise, your raising of hand is really nothing.
刚才我说过，唯一的道路 就是耶稣基督。
I just mentioned that the only way is the Lord Jesus.
大家想过这个问题吗？
Have you ever thought of it?
如果没有耶稣基督的话，
Without Jesus Christ.
没有耶稣基督的救赎的话，
Without His salvation.
天堂这边是空的，你知道吗？
Do you know?
你想过这个问题？
Empty. Have you ever thought of this?
因为神公义的审判，这条鸿沟告诉没有一个人是义人，没有一个人配得到天堂这边去。
Now, according to God's righteous judgment, according to this great gulf, then nobody is righteous, so nobody is entitled to go across this great gulf.
但是今天天堂那边很多很多的人，
but today,
包括我在内。
In heaven, there's so many people, including me.
曾经有人这样跟我，就这样，我听过别人讲过这样一个事。
Now, I heard of this from other people one time.
如果你要在天堂那边，那我就在这边。
People would say, if you go to that side of heaven, and I'll go to the other side.
因为他太恨那个人了。
Because whoever speaks of this hates the other person so much.
千万不要这样。
Don't you ever do so.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
我们刚才讲了很多的大灾难，对不对？
We speak of so many disasters, right?
那些都是只是虽然非常痛苦，非常大，都是暂时的肉体痛苦，哎。
Those, even though as great, as horrible as they are the disasters imposed on you in the flesh temporary.
末日以后的地狱，那是永永远远的痛苦，根本就没有出路的。
After the end of the age is a forever painful, there is no outlet whatsoever.
所以时间不多了。
Therefore, time is truly short.
因为末日来到的那个时刻，救恩就不再有了。
Because when the end of the age does come, salvation no longer exists.
你要面临的不光是末日期间神愤怒。
What you face is not only the fierceness of God's wrath during the end age.
还有永永远远的在地狱里面。
Plus, you will be in the hell forever and ever.
所以我再问一次。
So let me ask you one more time.
包括基督徒也帮助一起他，你们真的，我们愿意承认耶稣为我们的罪而死吗？所有人愿意。
Help our friend, whoever confess that Jesus Christ died for our sins, raise your hand.
有多少人愿意接受耶稣为我们的救主
？How many of you are willing to accept Jesus as our Savior?
好了，我不希望再勉强了哈。
All right, I will no longer strong arm you.
我相信神还会给你继续给你恩典。
I believe God will continue to give you grace.
直到他再来。
Until He comes.
我们一起低头祷告。
Shall we bow our head and pray?
我们在天上的父，我们何等的感谢赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, how we thank you and praise you.
直到今天，你仍然恩待。是恩典，是怜悯给我们。
Until today, you continue to show your mercy and grace to us.
让我们可以接受耶稣基督为我们的救主。
So that we could receive Jesus Christ as our Savior.
承认他为我们的罪而死。
To confess that He has died for our sins.
主啊，巴不得你今天就祝福那些愿意接受你为他们救主的这些福音朋友们。
Lord, if only today you would bless all those friends who have admitted to receive Jesus as their Savior.
把一个新的生命赐给他们。
Give them this new life.
让他们在这个地上的时间里面有永生的盼望。
So that they would have this everlasting hope while they sojourn during the days on earth.
也保守那些还在犹豫的福音朋友们。
And also watch over those gospel friends who are still hesitating.
主啊，求你继续对他们讲话。
Lord, continue to speak to them.
拯救他们。
Save them.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.